A U.S.-Canadian expedition to the Arctic is unlocking new information about what lies beneath the ocean's surface and may aid the countries as they claim Arctic resources. Icebreakers from the two nations have been on a shared mission in the Beaufort Sea for the past month. They're mapping the continental shelf and conducting scientific research. Working in tandem, the two ships plowed through icy waters previously unexplored, according to Natural Resources Canada Director Dr. Jacob Verhoef.
The collaboration between the two ships has been excellent for the second year in a row. What is important is that we collected large amounts of high-quality scientific data. We have almost doubled, actually, our seismic data holdings in the northern Canada Basin. And in many of these areas, this was the first time that we were able to get there.
Verhoef says they collected 40% more data than anticipated and went 2 degrees farther north than expected. He says they mapped the ocean floor looking for clues as to where the outer continental shelf might end.
In the area of the Beaufort Sea, the Canada Basin, there is a significant amount of sediments. And that significant amount of sediments is one of the scientific criteria by which we can define our outer limits of a continental shelf. So in that sense, the data collection will probably help us a lot in defining that outer limit.
That's important because countries are racing to map and stake the Arctic for its resources and shipping potential. If countries can prove to the United Nations that their outer continental shelf extends into disputed territory, it can help with their claims. There are areas the U.S. and Canada disagree over, but David Balton, the U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Oceans and Fisheries, says they did not collect joint data in those hot-button areas.
The data we are collecting and beginning to analyze now are not being collected and analyzed for the purpose of resolving the U.S.-Canadian boundary. It's being collected and analyzed for the purpose of figuring out how far from shore the continental shelf extends.
The ships took turns breaking ice and gathering data. The U.S. vessel, the Healy, collected bathymetric data, which shows the shape and depth of the ocean floor. The Canadian icebreaker, the Louis St. Laurent, collected seismic data. The ship's crew spoke to reporters Thursday on a teleconference from their position in the Arctic Ocean. The Louis St. Laurent's chief scientist, David Mosher, says while seismic technology has been around for decades, it had never been used so far north.
Towing it through ice in the Arctic is quite uncommon, and so it's the first time that many of these regions to where we're going have been seen both below the seafloor and an impression of what the seafloor looks like laterally.
During their exploration, the crews found what they called remarkable features, including what they believe is an underwater volcano and a seamount or ridge that runs 16 miles long. The icebreakers will conclude their mission on September 16th. They plan to do it again next summer for a third season of shared research.